I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation. Tolerance is typically the status quo, but things are changing for Christians this year. More on that in a moment, and make sure you stick around. We'll also answer the question, does God know sign language? There's a place for you in every story today. And we'll start with a look at Open Doors, which recently released its 2019 World Watch List. Last year, Indonesia ranked 38th out of the top 50 countries where it's hardest to live as a Christian. But this year, it's at number 30. FMI's Bruce Allen says Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, but the country's been known for its moderation in the past. So what's changed?
In the last year, it has gotten tougher for the Christian minority because there is an increase in the voice, the threats, the attacks from radical Muslims. And it also alarms the government there because they don't want to see that.
Despite the challenges and persecution, many FMI partners in Indonesia want to get to the hard places, the places where extremists live. These pastors and church planters have chosen not to turn their backs on their enemies, but to pursue them with the gospel because they need Christ's love and forgiveness too.
The Christian leaders there are courageous. They're continuing their church planting ministries. But it is difficult, and they need our support. They rely on our encouragement, our prayers, financial assistance even.
Pray encouragement and perseverance for these pastors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, what do Albania and Keys for Kids have in common? Well, at first glance, not much. But Executive Director Greg Yoder says the connection warrants a second, closer look at their storytellers, which are solar-powered MP3 players.
There are audio Bibles all over the place, and lots of organizations have them. But what they don't have are stories to talk to children about these biblical concepts that they would hear about on these audio Bibles.
Did we mention this version was being released in Albanian?
We'll be finishing up the production elements of that to be able to dub them onto these storytellers. And then we just received a request for between 500 and 1,000 of our storytellers in Albania. And we don't have that many.
The potential gospel reach? Well, it makes Yoder giddy.
Think of that. 1,000 storytellers are reaching 150 kids each because we do these in group sessions. Do the math. That's a lot of kids.
This is a big project, and Yoder's inviting you to take a leap of faith with them. There are three ways you can help.
We're asking people for prayer, for wisdom, for mission teams that are maybe going to Albania to take some of these units. We're asking for funds. We have some funding raised, but not enough.
And let's end today with a conversation about prayer. It's how Christians communicate with God. Well, what does that mean for deaf Christians? Deaf people communicate through sign language. So does God understand that? Severa is a deaf believer connected to Deaf Bible Society. Through an interpreter, she says these are common questions in the deaf community.
I didn't think that God understood my language, sign language, until I had somebody tell me, you can sign to God. God understands your language. That was thrilling to me. So from that point on, I completely changed how I thought about prayer and talking to God.
Prayer isn't just important to the deaf. It's also an easy way for hearing believers like us to partner with deaf Christian workers. Just text the word PRAY to 444-999 to start getting prayer requests from Deaf Bible Society.
God has called me as a missionary, and sometimes you do face tribulation and barriers, and like, what do you do to get through that? You pray. You talk to God. Doesn't matter what the situation that occurs in my life, no matter what I go through, I hold on to that. I hold on to that being able to talk to Him through prayer. And I know God answers. I have seen it many times.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.